We're going to go to another doctrine now that distinguishes the church of God from the false churches. Amen. You can see it in the people. It's something outwardly. When we were looking for the true church of God, after we found out we did not have it for that year and a half, looking and praying and searching, I told my wife, let's look for women with long, uncut hair that wears it in a modest way, covering their head. Women that are not wearing these things on their face and on their fingers and on their nails. We're going to talk about those things today. It says in Jeremiah, because I knew that if we found women like that, it could be very possible that they were of the church of God. Because I knew that whoever God's true children are, they would not be wearing these things. Amen? Amen? Jeremiah, after the book of Isaiah, Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 14. O Jerusalem, wash thine heart from wickedness. Brother Doug said, Brother Doug Wall, the other night, this is a heart religion, and it is. But when it becomes a heart religion, it also affects your daily way of living and how you carry your temple of the Lord. It's not yours. You want to carry it like the Lord wants you to carry it. Amen? O Jerusalem, wash thine heart from wickedness. There's a spiritual song that says, stop worrying about the outside and combing your hair and all that. There's nothing wrong combing your hair, but I mean, as the song goes on, it says, comb your heart. The song says, comb your heart. And the Lord wants us to comb our heart tonight, put it in order, so that the rest of our life will be in order. Amen? O Jerusalem, wash thine heart from wickedness. He wants us to comb out those dirty tangles of wickedness from our heart, that thou mayest be saved. How long shall thy vain thoughts lodge within thee? And he goes down. I'm mentioning this because he's talking about Jerusalem here. He's personifying his city as being a woman. In Jeremiah 4:30. And when thou art spoiled, what wilt thou do? Though thou clotheth thyself, though thou clothest thyself with crimson, though thou deckest thee with ornaments of gold, though thou rentest thy face with painting, in vain shalt thou make thyself fair. Thy lovers will despise thee. They will seek thy life. God's people wanted to look attractive to the world around them. He says, don't do it. It's vain. Even though you put on these ornaments of gold and paint your face for the world, they're going to despise and hate you anyway. Don't try to please them. Please the Lord. Amen? One doctrine that distinguishes us from the false churches is that we as God's people do not believe in painting our faces and wearing ornaments of gold. Amen? Amen. And if you're doing it tonight, be humble and take them off. Yes. For the Lord. Amen? Praise the Lord. And don't put them back on again. For the Lord. Don't wait till the ministry's not looking and then go to the store and put them on. You do it for the Lord. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. We're almost finished. Isaiah 3:16. Isaiah chapter 3:16. Moreover, the Lord said, because the daughters of Zion are haughty, proud, and walk with stretched forth necks and wanton eyes, walking and mincing as they go, and making a tinkling with their feet, therefore the Lord will smite with a scab the crown of the head of the daughters of Zion, and the Lord will discover their secret parts. Who can read with me verses 18, 19, and 21 together? In that day, the Lord will take away the bravery of their tinkling ornaments about their feet and their calls and their round tires like the moon. Verse 19, the chains and the bracelets and the mufflers. 20, the bonnets and the ornaments of the legs and the headbands and the tablets and the earrings. 21, the rings and the nose jewels, 22, the changeable suits of apparel and the mantles and the wimples and the christening pins. We'll stop there. What is God going to take away? Many people say, oh, but God's children in the Old Testament put on jewels and jewelry. They did. We can't deny it. They did. But the time came when the Lord was upset with it. It had made them proud. And he says, I'm going to take it away from you. I'm going to yank those earrings off of your ear. Would you rather have him yank them out or you willingly take them out on the judgment day? Amen? Praise the Lord. Let's go to Revelation 17. The Bible speaks in an allegorical way in symbols. There's a brother here that teaches seminars in the book of Revelation. And He knows very well what this means, and I believe you do too. Revelation 17, verse 1. And there came one of the seven angels which had seven vials and talked with me, saying unto me, come hither, I will show thee the great judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters, and with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and so forth. Let's go to verse 4. And the woman was arrayed or dressed in purple and scarlet color, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand, full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. Verse 5. And upon her head was a name written, Mystery Babylon the Great, that mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. Who does this woman represent? You can just basically say she represents false religion. She represented the false religion of that time. And how is this false church represented? She's decked out, glittering and shining with gold, pearls, and precious stones. God depicted a woman that was a whore, a woman that was not the true church, the false church. And how was she dressed? Do we as God's people, being men or women, want to be dressed like something that depicts something false? I do not. I hope Amen. You do not either. Amen? Yes. Praise the Lord. Let's take it off. Let's take it off tonight.
Amen.
Let's take off those buttons that look like jewelry.
Amen.
Let's take off those watches that look like jewelry.
Amen.
Amen. Let's take off those head ornaments stuck in the hair that look like jewelry.
Amen.
Let's be the pure, spotless bride of Christ that shines with the glory of God.
Amen.
Amen. One more verse. John 19, verse 23. John 19, 23. This when Jesus was being whipped and beaten, crucified. And what did they take away from him? What did they part? Let's read. The Gospel of John 19:23. Then the soldiers, when they had crucified Jesus, took his garments and his finger rings and earrings and necklaces. Does it say that? Then the soldiers, when they had crucified Jesus, took his garments, period. That's all he had. Nothing shining and glittering. He is our example. We are to follow him.
Amen.
Come unto me and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly. Let's be meek and lowly.
Yes.
Then the soldiers, when they had crucified Jesus, took his garments and made four parts to every soldier, a part. And also his coat. He had a coat. Now the coat was without seam, woven from the top throughout. Verse 24. They said therefore among themselves, let us not rend it or tear it, but cast lots for it. Whose shall it be? That the scripture might be fulfilled, which saith, they parted my raiment among them. Notice the scripture does not say they parted and divided my jewelry among them.
Amen.
It does not say that. That's he only had garments.
That's right.
Amen.
They parted my raiment among them, and for my vesture they did cast lots. They didn't cast lots for any jewelry.
Amen.
These things, therefore, the soldiers did.
Yeah.
I praise the Lord that we have a Savior that was humble and lowly.
Amen.
I want to be like him.
Amen.
In my heart,
yes.
In my mind,
Amen.
In my spirit, and in my body.
Yes.
These are a few doctrines. There's many, you know. They distinguish us from the false churches. They distinguish
yes.
between the true church and the false church. The true doctrine and the false doctrine. Praise be unto God.